Hey everybody, it's Sam.
And Brian.
From Kaboom! With a quick heads up that this is the season finale of Olympus Dale, The Ghost of Valkyrie.
And we are already hard at work on the second season, and we don't want to spoil anything, but we can reveal one key detail right now.
So season one, as we just said, was called The Ghost of Valkyrie. And we already know the name of the second season. It's called Olympus Dale, The Bent Man.
The Bent Man. And we're also cooking up a whole new batch of audio adventures for season 5 of Kaboom. So keep your eye on this feed.
And we've gotten so many comments and theories about what's going on in Olympus Dale that we might just drop a bonus episode later this summer.
So if you've got questions for us, send them to us in the comments on Spotify or YouTube or by email at kaboompodcast@byu.edu.
And now, enjoy the season finale of Olympus Dale, The Ghost of Valkyrie.
The 1952s, with the help of my brother Niels, are trying to catch the Bent Man. A freakish nightmare monster hardly anyone believes exists, but who has been stealing electrical equipment all over town and sending anyone who gets in his way into a catatonic state. So far, he's stolen 10,000 meters of wire from extension cords and stripped power lines, dozens of rolls of tinfoil, computers, home security systems, miscellaneous chunks of rubber, steel, lumber, and plastic ripped from cars all over town, a long section of sewer pipe, and 360 big jars of pickles?
Is this everything on the list?
Yep. Our friend is quite the eclectic collector, isn't he?
Skinny laid out all the stolen items in his 3D modeling program, the 1952's virtual evidence room.
Okay, guys, how are all of these things connected? Why would the Bent Man steal them? Chess, any ideas?
Negative.
Come on, it's a puzzle with only a few dozen pieces. We can do this.
They had to figure it all out soon before Chesterton's artificial heart gave out.
We have to decipher what he's building. This is the only lead we have, and we're running out of time.
Now for chapter 11, the case of the eclectic electric hoarder.
Move them around on the screen, Skinny. Stick the pickle jars with the wire and the sewer pipe with the computers. Just mix it up. Maybe it will help us see something.
Okay. These pickles are really good.
Are those the same brand as the Bent Man's?
Indeed they are, Chess. At least he's got good taste. I've gone through a whole jumbo-sized jar today. Look, I made a vacation home for Pikachu.
Next to the computer was a pickle jar turned aquarium filled with clear water. Inside, Skinny's goldfish, Pikachu himself, swam around happily and explored an underwater Lego castle.
Luxury accommodations.
Skinny, that's it!
You solved the case.
Did I provide a critical clue?
Well, you and Pikachu. He's an electric Pokemon swimming in your giant pickle jar. Electricity in a jar. Leiden jars. And he's going to need to charge them. I think I know what the Bent Man's building. An electromagnetic coil gun.
What?
And I think I know how to catch him.
Okay, we're here, Martha. What are we doing? We should be in the theater watching the movie, not parked outside like we're casing the place.
Waiting. We're on a mission from the Crochet Club.
I am not a part of your little secret society. Hey, look.
What?
Relax. The billboard on the side of the theater. I haven't seen it lit up since the whole thing started. Someone's selling a gas generator. I thought the army collected all those in case we lose power again.
Oh, it's just Niels and his friends. They pulled all their money and bought an old one the army didn't want. A business investment, supposedly. They've been handing out flyers for the last 2 days. They managed to get ads on 3 billboards.
They're selling the generator for $1 million? Who's gonna buy that?
I don't know. Mo let them put it on display at the used car lot. It was probably Skinny's idea.
That kid.
Uh-huh. But as long as they're not getting shot at in the woods.
I guess.
Shh.
Look, I know it's strange to have the military in the streets like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I've worked with a lot of these soldiers. We should just let them do their jobs. They're good people.
I know. But that doesn't always stop them from following corrupt orders or making dangerous mistakes. And I think one of them might be very bad.
Who?
Captain Doolittle.
Why?
He's the only officer in town who wasn't specifically recruited by my husband and General Lightfoot.
And that makes him a criminal?
No. It just means he wasn't handpicked. Look, the first thing that got me wondering about him was when Niels told me he confiscated their drone footage.
From the first time in the woods? I would have too.
But when I asked Wolf, he hadn't heard a thing about it. And every night after work, and sometimes during the day, Doolittle creeps around. He went in the theater just as we pulled up. I want to see who he follows when the movie gets out.
You are stalking this guy? Martha! Is that why I've been babysitting so much?
No. I mean, well, yeah, but no. Mrs. McCready and Culpepper also help watch the kids. Look, if there's a traitor in town, we've got to find him. Or her. Probably him.
And who told you there's a traitor in town?
Who told her? Apparently I did. My mom's been seeing a weird ethereal apparition that looks a lot like me.
Look! There he is.
Yeah, that's him, all right. So what?
Just like I told you, I knew he'd come out early. Get down.
Give me a break.
How sure are you about this? Because we're not just disobeying your parents by coming to the car dealership instead of the movies. We are officially committing a crime.
I'm sure. Do it. Chess, go set up the cameras.
In process.
Skinny, make sure the big net is still where we hit it. Wait, Skinny, where are you?
I'm coming.
Everything okay?
Of course. I'm on net duty.
Niels, let's scoot the generator into the middle of the room.
I still don't get how you're so sure. This is gonna work.
I'm not, but it's our best guess. If the bent man was anywhere near town the last couple days, it definitely knows about the generator. And if he can build a huge electromagnetic coil gun, he can read a billboard. We know the bent man avoids people, usually. And tonight, everybody's at the other end of town at the movies.
Which also means we're sitting ducks.
Yeah.
What? But I thought you said the generator wasn't even powerful enough to run his machine.
It's not. But it can charge the 360 light and jar capacitors. He'll get a lot more voltage that way.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. What's he planning?
No, I mean, wow, you're really smart.
Thanks.
Man, this thing weighs a ton. Is that good?
Just a little more. Right under the net.
What? Okay.
And, I wanted to say thanks.
Sure, no problem.
No, I mean, thanks for several different things. Especially what you did in Mirkwood that night. I'm sorry I haven't said this before. Things have been pretty crazy.
Oh, I know. It's okay.
But we were pretty hypnotized at the Rainbow Gate, and you kept your head. Something bad might have happened if you weren't there.
Well, it was pretty bad anyway.
It could have been a lot worse. I just wanted you to know that we don't just keep you around because you can move heavy objects. But it is very helpful.
Good thing I'm an extra strong alien, android, or other non-human.
Or pod person.
Wait, what's a pod person?
The cameras and net are ready. Thanks to this trap designed by me, our mission is sure to be a success.
Are you okay, Skinny? You look sweaty.
My brain runs hot.
Okay, everybody take your positions.
Martha, maybe he just didn't like the movie.
Credence, everybody likes The Princess Bride.
Actually, that is true.
Look, he's getting into his car. We're gonna follow him. Olympia?
Hi, Martha.
Olympia, are Niels and his friends in the movie theater?
GPS says yes. I hope they're enjoying it.
Thanks.
Did you just say thanks to a computer?
I try to keep it off as much as possible. I just wanted to make sure the kids hadn't left the theater in case Doolittle was after them.
Well, you're gonna lose him if you don't step on it.
To be honest, I am a little suspicious of anybody who walks out of the Princess Bride.
Captain's log 4321, whatever. I just have a minute. I'm on the roof of the car dealership. This is probably too sloppy to read, but I figure I'd better do one more entry in case... Well, in case... See, we're waiting for the bent man. We're trying to catch him or get legit footage of him so someone will believe us. Actually, there's no way we're gonna catch him. I'm just hoping the net will slow him down enough so we can get away. It's kind of insane that four kids are actually trying this, but I guess we all have our reasons. In other news, Rena actually said something nice to me, which was kind of amazing.
Niels, report in. You're 2 minutes late.
Ready with the fireworks. Hopefully the army will come when they see them and not just look at the pretty lights.
Chess?
Standing by. All 17 cameras, including infrared, night vision, and hyperspectral, are rolling.
Skinny? Skinny, report in. We need you on the net.
I believe he is spending a penny, as it were.
Seriously? We need him at his post.
I shall investigate.
Skinny? Just wrapping things up here. Won't be a moment.
Excellent. Your presence has been requested.
You're just gonna wait out there till I come out?
I'm under orders.
Chess. I don't think I can do it.
Are you having a bowel issue?
No! I'm terrified! I barely made it this far. It took every ounce of my dissimulation I had not to break down in front of Rainer and Niels. All those scary bosses I've defeated over my long video game career. Vader, zombies aplenty, Ganondorf and all his hideous incarnations. None of them prepared me for this, Chess.
Completely understandable.
I'm so scared that I actually, in reality, peed my pants.
Well, these are highly unusual circumstances. Believe it or not, I wish I was scared. Your bout with cowardice will not affect our friendship. However, the potential for our survival will be increased if you man the net.
I can't go out there with peed pants, Chess. I can't. I'd rather be pasty naked on the cricket pitch.
He's here!
Take a left. No, not yet. He's gonna see us.
Okay.
Maybe you should turn your headlights off.
But wouldn't that be more suspicious?
How should I know?
Olympia, who is it?
Pastor Anders.
Not him.
Put him on. Hi, Dan, what's up?
Hi, Martha. How are you?
Fine. Is there a problem?
Does Niels have an Albert Einstein phone case?
Yeah, why?
Thought so. I found his phone here in the bathroom at the theater, along with three others.
What, their phones? Have you seen Niels or any of his friends at the theater?
Nope.
Oh, they left their phones there, but they aren't there. So I couldn't track them. Turn right! Right!
Credence, is that you?
Gotta go, Dan. What are they up to? Maybe we should go to the woods and... What's that?
Fireworks. At Moe's used car lot. I think that's where Doolittle's going.
There was something so impossible about the figure that lurched through the destroyed entrance. He wasn't deformed, he was warped. Somehow bending in more than three dimensions. When he moved forward, it was as if he was moving backward in reverse. But he was definitely man-like in a suit.
He's going for the generator. Chess, are you getting this?
The creature does not appear on the cameras. This is not possible.
He's got the generator. Skinny, the net. If he gets away, no one will believe us. Skinny!
Excuse me.
Chess, what are you doing? Hide!
Excuse me, Mr. Monster.
Chess!
Our cameras have a wider electromagnetic sensitivity than the human eye, which means it is impossible that they can't see you, but I can.
No! Chess!
So may I ask,
what are you?
One huge, distorted, bulging eye on my brother. Then it advanced toward him, one arm holding the generator and the other tossing aside a showroom cart. With a twisted grin, it reached for Niels, who was already backing into a corner. There was no escape from that horrible, long arm.
Niels!